Okay. Minei sheikh yotze ben ba birak sadek. You see that? Rabbi Shiv Chav Zayin in your Gemara is Chav Zayin, our Gemara is Chav Hey. Okay. Minei sheikh yotze ben ba birak sadek. Now Rabbi Shimon said that all that. The svichim of cabbage are also because they're not similar to any other svichim which grow in the fields. So the one that's a question, they shank it to be yirokos the son of Yosur. That is a motivation to say that they are prohibited. What does that mean? Who cares? So what if they're different? So Rav Chaim Baruch of Hashem Rabbi Yossi. Rav Chaim Rabbi Yossi said they should darken legali most because they grow in bulbs. Like onions, right? Cabbage, you know, grows in layers, I guess is the proper term for it, right? So, in nation darkened the garlic most because it grows in layers. You are certain that makes it also. So what? Who cares? Most vegetables you can tell from which year it is. Because each year grows fresh. But these cabbage or crest type things, they grow each year a different layer. They don't grow fresh, they grow a different layer each year. So therefore, here, we're afraid that if you let him, Rabbi Shimon says, I can't allow svichim of cabbage because I'm afraid that a guy is going to play tricks. And he's going to say, well, this is cabbage of the sixth year, whereas it's cabbage of the seventh year. This is cabbage of the eighth year, whereas it's still cabbage of the seventh year. We won't be able to prove him wrong because it grows in layers. We don't know from which, you know, we can't, it's not like tree rings. You can't guess based on the size of layers when it started growing. So therefore, you have to ask for svichim of this type. Okay? Tanya, we learned. Loof is a type of vegetable that grows in 3-year cycles. So you're not required to uproot the loof which grows during Shemitah. You leave it in the ground throughout Shemitah. If it grows in Shemitah, Motzai Shavir Shere Shvius Mutter. And Motzai Shvius, you're still allowed to use it again because the assumption is there's no Svichim. Oh, I shouldn't say again. The assumption is the prohibition of Svichim doesn't apply to this. Why is the prohibition of Svichim not apply to this? Because Svichim applies to stuff which you're afraid this guy is going to plant during Shemitah. Therefore, we say even if it grew wild, you're not allowed to use it. But here, since these are 3-year cycles, it's unlikely the person's actually going to take the time to plant them during Shemitah. So therefore, if you have this wild loof, it's permitted. Okay? Just so you have to wait till after Shviz is over. You do not have to, uproot artichokes during Shemitah. You can let them grow throughout Shemitah and use them on Tzoy Shviz. What should you do with the artichokes? Meshake balin. During Shemitah, what you can do is you can beat down the leaves, which somehow causes it to grow better. And if it grows, Motzai Shviz Mutter, whatever is there, Motzai Shviz, after Shviz is over, is considered to be permissible. When if you break off leaves, which are during Shemitah, so you're ruining those leaves, and those leaves are really animal fodder. And animal fodder, it's also to cause a loss to during Shemitah. It says, no. The truth is, when you beat them off, they were still animal fodder. The animals could have come eating them. The animals don't come and eat them. It's not your problem. So therefore, by beating them off during Shemitah, you're not depriving the animals of them. Adarabba, let the animals come right now and feast on them. All you're doing is making sure that the leaves which impede its growth fall off and that new leaves will take their place. Okay? Now all this is Rabbi Shimon, who only answers certain types of svichim and permits other kinds of svichim. However, b'chachomim omrim, chachomim say, All svichins are also, in other words, any growth which grows wild during Shemitah is forbidden, lest a person come to plant them. So Shimei Chai, do I guess you don't have that. Do you have the next? What? Do you have Kol Svichin Asurim?
No.
Okay, fine. Rishim Baichai, who was matir certain kinds of svichin, Habav of Shemitah, was passing to once on Shemitah, the Chachad Malakit Svichin Shvizi, he saw somebody collecting svichim, that which was growing wild during Shemitah. Amar Leis, so he said, Leis Osir, isn't this prohibited? How can you do this? The Leis Lav Svichin, and aren't they svichim, and they're prohibited to collect during Shemitah. Amalei, so the guy who was collecting them said, the lo atu matir, and hey, Rav Shimon Bar Yochai, you yourself permit svichim. So the hakmei nishter chanik, what are you bothering me for? Now I'm doing that which you permit. Amalei, so Rav Shimon Bar Yochai said, vein chavei chalukin alai, don't my friends argue with me in this matter. In other words, the other chazal argue with me. Therefore, and you guys, the psak therefore goes against me, because I'm just an individual. You have broken the barrier set up by Chazal. Kari Elaine, he said concerning this individual, operates getter, he who breaks barriers, Yishchenu Nachash, he will be smitten by a snake. And needless to say, the Chain have a sleigh. That's what happened. He got smitten by a snake and he dropped dead. Again, because the Dershir Rechai only asked a certain type of svichim, certain types of wild growth during Shemitah, Rabbanan answer all of them uniformly regardless. Okay? Yeah. Right, this morning, I have again tomorrow morning. Those are causing trouble. We're not finished with them yet. Shimei Echai, Rabbi Lozer, break. Shimei Echai and Rabbi Lozer's son, Abdun Tzmir B'Marta, we know that they hid in a cave, Tlas Esvinshni, 13 years. Vava Ochlin, and they would eat, Charuvin de Gardona, dried carobs. Achel Gufan Chalud, until their bodies became rusty. They became, you know, out of shape. So Tlas Esvinshni, after 13 years, Omar, Rabbi Shimon Chai said, should I not go out and see what voices I hear in the world? He went out and sat on the opening to the cave. He saw a certain bird hunter spreading his nets. He heard a basco to Amra, which said Dimus, freedom, Ishtazavis. And the bird was remained free, was saved literally. Basco, a voice which said that he will be speared, literally spikula means speared or caught. Then the bird would fall into a trap. Omar, so Shimon Chai made an interesting kavachomer. He said, if a bird is not caught, literally means destroyed, unless Kosh Baruch Hu consents, Koshkein Barnosha is certainly true about human beings. So therefore, I should not be so fearful. Nafke, let us go out. Once he saw that the matter had died down, the matter for which he went to the cave in the first place, Amar, he said, Nechus, let us go down, I and my son, Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi Shimon, Nitzchei Ba'adin Dimusin Fer, let's go take a bath in those baths, the therapeutic baths in Tiberias. Amar, and as they were taking the baths, they felt, as Rabbi Shimon Chai felt, a sense of gratitude to the city of Tveria. Amar said, we have to make a takona, like our forefathers did, whenever they were satisfied with the city. The Chassivit says, when Yaakov Avinu came before Shechem, before the whole episode of Gerudina, it says he made encampment outside the city. And we learn from about the concern to understand this. So you osim at least in the Mokram Bazaar, they made discount butcher stores. Now, Jews were making deli meat in the old days, you know, corned beef pastrami. So Yaakov Avinu comes to Shechem, he sets up, Yaakov Jacob's deli. there for in order for the people of Shechem to have do that favor, had to reciprocate for the favor of his being able to live there. What? No, that was later on. Okay. Amalei Bray. So Sarv Lezer B'Shimon said, Kol Adota, you're right, Kol Adota Avoso, all this favor, Avdos Lon Feria, Tferia is done for us, Lace on him, the Medakun, you're saying we're not going to purify it. In other words, in Tferia, there are whole shots about where they were Kfarim, especially because who's buried in Tferia? That's true, but who else? That's true, but who else? Some ones. The 24,000 students are Rabbi Akiva. Yeah. That's where they died. Yeah. So he was Rishon Baruch himself was a student. In any event, so he said, let's go be Matar and find where the Kvaros were. Amar, so he said, Nilke Tveria. He said, yeah, let's purify Tveria. Five and Lucy Turmusi would take lupin beans, umikatsates, he would cut up, umikalik, he would toss them. We called the Kohen Dava Miso, any place where there was a dead body in the ground, have a type of circular leo. The dead body would come up. In other words, the bean would go down, and the body would come up, right? There was some law of magic, whatever, you know, magic divination. So there was he was seen. Rishon Lechai was seen by a certain kuti. Omar was said, "Leisano azil, should I not go mafle and make a mockery by hein sabi yudoi by for the of those old Jewish men?" Nosav chad mis, he took a certain corpse, vazil v'admer, and he went and hid it, hein, in a place that they already purified. Asa l'gai v'shir b'yachai, sekir v'shir b'yachai v'omalei, he said v'shir b'yachai, lo d'achis asar polon, didn't you already purify that location? Omalei, sekir v'shir b'yachai, said hein, yes I did. Omalei, he said, Esau, come, v'ano mafik l'ach, mean, come on, I'll get you dead body out of there. Omalei, so, I'm not sure you have these lines. The Amale, so Rishon Lechai said, good, take me, Chamele, and show me. So Rishon Lechai, so when they got the location, Rishon Lechai saw with Ruach HaKodesh, with his Das Torah, Shunos No Shom, that he himself, the Kutia, put the corpse there. Vomar, and he said, Rishon Lechai, I decree that the one on top go down, meaning the kuti should drop dead and down under, and vale atachton shiala, that the dead body should rise and come up. Fekach, have a slay. And that's what occurred. Okay? Have a other kumi magdala de tzavaya. But as he was leaving Tveria, Rishon Lechai passed through Magdala tzavaya. Shamakai the Sabra, and he heard the voice of a certain sofer who sat with him on the court in Tveria, which he decided to undergo this procedure. Omri said, it's true, Bar Yochai was Matar Tveria. However, Amrun, they say the Ashkechun Chad Katil, that they found one dead body in the vicinity. Omar Lei, Rabbi Shimon Chai said, Yavolai, may this come upon me. Imlo Shamati Shetveria Siyatar. It's a lotion of an oath. He says that I only did this because I heard that Tveria would eventually become Tor. Be that as it may, I feel okay. Even if that's so, you, the sofer, were with us at part of the court which agreed to be Matar Tveria. Therefore, for you to come and then afterwards renege on the deal, you are breaking through the barriers directed by Chachamim. Alecha Neamar concerning what it says. Somebody who breaks the fence, he's bitten by a snake. Immediately, this sofer became a heap of bones. Okay? I guess they rebury them in a certain location. Yeah. Still is. Sure. They say the 24,000 bodies are buried between the kever of the Rambam and the kever of Meir Balanes. I don't mean to say anything. Go ahead. Try me anyway. Yeah. Only that location. Because it's known that there were 24,000 dead people there.
They weren't buried there. They weren't buried there.
They're buried out of space? One on top of the other. Look, I don't know, but I'm telling you that there is an issue nowadays in Tveria. There are areas where people don't go. Okay, what can I tell you? I don't make up the rules. Well, it may seem that way. No, you certainly do. Show it to me. Do you guys have your maps? Sugar, looking.
Gimel or Dalit?
Dalit. The three lands which pertain to Beer: Yehuda, Eber, Yad, and Golia. Yehuda, Eber, Yad, and Golia. Now, an interesting thing which you see on this map is that between Yehuda and Goliel there was a no man's land called the area of the Samaritans. That's why we have Masechet Gittin that it was dangerous to travel between Yehuda and Goliel. Okay? Now, so you have Yehuda, Eber, Yard, and Goliel. Each one of these areas is further subdivided into three different zones, or three different regions. Okay? Is that clear? Each one of those three subdivided regions has a different time for Biur. We look at each one separately when determining whether the crops in that area are still available for the animals in the field or not. Okay, so far so good? Okay, so says the Mishnah, Shosh HaRatzos HaBir, the three lands in terms of Biur. Yehuda, Eber, Yard, and Magolil. Shosh HaRatzos Cholachas, which are in turn divided into three regions each. Gol Elyon, the Gol is divided into the Upper Galilee, the Gol Tachton, Lower Galilee, Vayemek, and the Valley. Mikfar Hanani Lamalon. Now, how do we know which is which? From Kfar Hanani and northwards. Kol Shein Magal Shekin, where the sycamore trees do not grow. That's Gol Elyon, that's the Upper Galilee. Mikfar Hanani Lamato, from Kfar Hanani and further down. Kol Shein Magal Shekin, any place which does grow sycamores. Golil Tachto is considered to be the Lower Galilee. Utchum Tveria, in the zone area Tveria, we have a third region called Ha'emek, the Valley. Yehuda, in Yehuda, we have three regions: Ha'har, the mountains; Ha'shvela, the depressions; Ha'emek, and the valleys. Shvela Lod, the depression of Lod, of Lud; Kishvela Sadorim is like depression on the south. Ha'har Shalah, the mountains in this region, Karamelch, are like Karamelch. Beis Charon, Arayon, from Beis Charon till the sea, that's Medina Achas, that's a nation unto itself, that's a land unto itself, that is the land which is represented by the area within the, where the Aleph is, right, where the Aleph is. Okay? So, now let's go to the Gemara now. Tanya. Your animal into the to the beast which is in your land, the goimer, etc. As long as there's enough stuff for the animal seed from the field, so you can give your animals to eat in your house as well. kol chay min amsada. There's nothing left of the animals inside the house. Kalei ventuchah min abayis, in the field. Kalei ventuchah min abayis. You have to remove all the food you have inside your house and make it hefker, as we'll see later on. That is how you do biur, by making it available to all the animals. Okay? Amrei Yecham, so far so good? Amrei Yecham, Baruchah, Shumrei, Bishurim, Bishemer, Yossi, Baruchanina, Shur Lomar. Why did they make three lands? Because they made a reckoning, and they came to the conclusion, Ein chayasha bahar gedel be'emet, that an animal which lives in the hills does not come down to forage in the valleys, and vice versa. Lo chayasha be'emet gedel bahar, an animal which is in the valley does not forage in the hills, and therefore each of those zones is separate vis-a-vis the halachos habir. Okay, declinitus. This is a fascinating word, Bethlehem. Ticlinitus eventually was a Roman emperor, and at that time he was a Diocletian, yeah. Boy, you are so educated. Who was he?
No clue.
They ain't concerned sports, do they? Okay. Tiklanitus oilivnei Pamias. Tiklanitus was making trouble. He was oppressing with taxes the people of Pamias. Armalay Pamias is in northern Israel, the Banias, right?
It's somewhere near the Golan.
It's on one of the maps.
I don't know which one.
Armalay, so the Jews there said, Honor us, and we're leaving the land of Israel. That's it. We can't take you anymore. Armalay Sufista, so Declinitus says, sophist, means his wise man, right? Said, Lo Yezlun Lon, don't worry, they ain't leaving. V'in Yezlun Azlun, even if they leave, Chazun Lon, they're coming back. The boys, Mivdukov, you want to check this, that this is a basic nature of any animal, and certainly of human being. I'll prove it to you. I say Tavion, bring deer, the Chavi Karneon Kesef, and make a sign upon them by wrapping their antlers in silver. The Shochlan LaRechiko, send them off to a distant land. But so, in the end, Inun Chazar and Chazron La Israel, they'll come back. Okay, so Itaka did this. Tiklintinus, I say Tavio, and he brought deer. The Chavik Karneon Ksaf, and he covered their antlers or whatever it's called, their horns with silver. The Shalchinu La Africa, he sent them to Africa. But so Klasisreishnin Chazron La Israel. 13 years later, they came back. So just like deers come back, what? Just like deer come back, so two human beings will return to the land from whence they came. Sooner or later, you'll end up back in St. Louis. Okay? Detroit. Or the Bronx. Tanya. Rav Shimon Gamliel, Mayor. Shimon Gamliel says, Mr. Zucker, where are you from? What? Where are you from? Brooklyn. I didn't know that. I thought you were a Midwestern. Come and show you where we are.
No. Well, I've been here 30 years.
Oh, never. Here. Tanya Rishin Gamliel. My little star here. Tanya Rishin Gamliel. It's very nice, though. It's a symbol of the conservative movement. Yeah. What do you think? It's the snack. A snack, and then it will come. You know that? JTS, yeah. Yeah? Yeah. No, it's people don't know. That's why it's a popular parochas design. Where do you think somebody that got to the burning bush comes from? Well, it comes from JTS. All right. In any way, it says more further. Tanya of Shimon Gamliel Omer, Simon Laharim. How do you know that you're in the hills? This is for naturalists. I know the hills, Millen, when you see gall oaks growing, that's a sign of hills. In America, it's like pine cones. Lamokim, a sign of hill, of valleys. Tamarim is where you see dates growing. Cholim, a sign of, that you're in a river bank, is Kanim, when you see reeds growing. Shvela, a sign of being in a depression, is Shkamim, when you see sycamores growing. Vavo, Bishay, Raladavar, even though there's no clear-cut evidence for this, Zerladavar, there's an allusion to this. Shneimar says, Vesal Rozim Nasan, Shlomo HaMelech made the cedars as prevalent kashikim asher b'shvela rove as the sycamore, which are in the depressed area. They were very multitudinous. Easter boy lemeimar. Some people would say lemidas adini itmar, that this whole statement is made in order to teach us choshen mishpat. Midas adini means choshen mishpat. Teach us, you know, if somebody promises to sell hillside property or depressed property and so on and so forth, what kind of property he has to provide. Easter boy lemeimar. Some say this is mentioned in order to know what a nachal etan is, a riverbank which has never been actually worked. So then you look for something where there's a lot of reeds. Okay? Vaymek, it said in the Galil, one of the regions was the Amek. Time learned Ezu Amek Sheba Galil. What is the Amek in the Galil? Zubikas Kinosar, Vakamer said that is the valley of Kinosar, which is on the shores of the Kinneret. Okay? Well, there's one in Emek Ginosar. There's one kibbutz called something Ginosar. I forgot what. Yeah. It's not. They have a guest house which has some sort of hechsher, but it's not religious. Ezu har shebi Yehuda. What's a har which is mentioned? You will say har amelech. Ushfeilasa, what is the Shfeila on Yula Zushfeilasa Darom? The Shfeila nowadays is where Tel Aviv is. That's called the Shfeila. Okay? The coastal plains are called depressed areas. They're not called valleys because they're not, you know, arable. They're not cultivated land. But they are depressed vis-a-vis the hills. So that's called the Shfeila. The Emek Shlo, what's the valley? Main Gedi by Yericho, from Main Gedi to Yericho. If you look at the maps, you'll see all these three lands defined in terms of the halacha sabir. Okay? Ezuar Shal Eivar Yarden. What hill is on Eivar Yarden? Tani Miller Shimbin Lozo, American Gona, Rei Michvar, the hills of Michvar, Ugador, Mechenka Itzman, and all the similar ones. Ushfeilah, so what's the depressed area in Eivar Yarden? It says, Cheshbon v'chol areh asher b'mish, or Cheshbon and all the cities which are on the flat area. Divon uvamos ba'al ubeis ba'amon v'cheche etzemen, and so it's anything similar. V'emek shlo, what's the valley in Eivar Yarden? Beis Helas ubeis nimra v'cheche etzemen, all these. It says, V'emek beis haram, Beis Haram, in the valley of Beis Haram, or Beis Nimra, and Beis Nimra, Beis Sukkos, Beis Tzafon. Yes, Ramah Mechos, Sichon HaMel Cheshbon, the other governances of Sichon, the king of Cheshbon. Beis Haram is Beis Ramasa. Beis Nimra is Beis Nimrin. Sukkos is Dar Allah. And Tzafon is Amitu. Okay? On we go. These are all places in Eivar Yarden. Much further south, wasn't part of Eretz Yisrael. Shvela Shebahar, Vahar Shebashvela. What about if you have a depression in a mountain? Or a mountain in a depression, what's their status? Adamara, I skip. Mimadatani Har Vahacho, that was Shulera Bryce said that a mountain includes its mountain. And Amek v'imko, a valley in its valley. Shvelo Shvelo saw a depression at its depression. Hodam Elrozes teaches us Shvelo Shebahar, the depression in the mountain is like the mountain itself. Far Sheb Shvelo, the mountain in the depression Iska Shvelo is like the depression itself. Rabbi Yisrael, it said Masnisa Amar Kain. Our Mishnah says this. It says V'har Shelo, actually a Brisa V'har Shelo Kehara Mela. What? We're saying the three regions in each state are not further subdivided. That's what we're saying. Right. Okay, because we see anything which is within is considered part and parcel thereof. It's on the east side of Israel. You see that? Take a look at the map. It's north and south of Yerushalayim on the map. Okay? Say the matter further. Now, you know, the truth is you don't have this map, but there's a fifth map here, which I was too lazy to photocopy, which says that there's an additional small area which has three areas in it. It's really very small. It's only 20 kilometers across. That's the district of Beis Horon Vaad Hayam. Right, that's the Aleph, yeah. So that too has three sub-districts. It's Mountain, it's Shvela, and it's Amek. Okay? So now it's the Aleph we're going to discuss here. Perakorin, it's a very small district, says the Gemara. Perakorin means a small district. Nonetheless, it has all three features. From Beischoron until the Maus is hard as mountainous. Miamaus vat Lud Shvela is a depression. From Lud until the sea is Amek is a valley. Misa Arba. So why don't we mention four? In other words, we should mention Galil, Yehuda, Eber, Yarden, and this additional thing of Beit Zkron Vara Yom. Let's say there are four districts, each of which has three zones. Mugavose. These are mixed together. In other words, this Beit Zkron one is mixing with the one of Yehuda, I guess, so therefore it's not mentioned outright as being distinct. Says the Gemara, Tani, we learned Ein B'Suria Shol Sharotzos. In Syria, there are no three lands. It's all one big country. This is the Halacha Bior. Getting back a moment to the line before that, Nisne Arba Murava saying the Papa, the Kavanoki, I just noticed now, says Murava saying means that in that small district from Beis Horon until the sea, it's not clear how to divide up the three subcategories of districts. That's why that well, certainly no major mountains and no major valleys, so that's why it wasn't included, because there was some confusion as to its status. Okay, let's go back to the Mishnah. Excuse me, I'm going to get a cup of coffee, one more cup of coffee. Time out a second. There at the opera, yeah. Okay. Going back to Mishnah. The Lama Mushol Sharotis, why did they say the three lands? Do you see it back in the Mishnah? Velam Amru, the last five lines of Mishnah. Velam Amru Shalosh Arotzos. Why they say the three lands within each of these three districts? In each and every one of these, in each and every one of these three sub districts, you get to eat the fruit until, without having to do beer, until the last fruit in that specific district is gone. Okay? For instance, until the oranges, let's say we're talking about oranges. So eating oranges until in the hill until all the oranges on the hillside are gone. Eat oranges in the valley until all the oranges in the valley are gone, and so on and so forth. Okay? Rabbi Shimon Omer, Lo Mushal Sharot Zasalbiyuter. Rabbi Shimon says that the whole concept of Shalosh Harotz is only Yehuda. Mishak Harotz, any other one of the other lands, Galil, Eivar Yarden, is all Kahara Melech, which is a fascinating thing. It's a Kula. The Tara Melech kept its fruit for very long. This is a hill. It was semi-desert. So whatever, so the animal, there weren't so many animals there. Right? So the fruit there lasted a very long time. So any other region in Eretz Yisrael gets to avoid doing beer until the time for beer comes in Har HaMelech, which is a tremendous cooler. We're going to define it later on. We're going to, the parak didn't define it yet.
So economically, it was paid for those people who live in that area compared to other places.
Holy for Shemitah, but it wasn't a particularly cultivated area. It wasn't like the Galil where the breadbasket of Israel was. All the time in which the olives and dates disappear is the same in all lands throughout the country of Israel. Isachame, back to the word, right? Isachame, come and see. Elena Mokim Shem Yehuda, in Ochel Bohen Alara Yehuda. So tremendous cooler, Rabbi Shimon saying here. The valleys in Yehuda can't rely on Har HaMelech, which is in Yehuda. The Emek Shebegalil, but the valleys in the Galil, according to Rabbi Yehuda, can rely on Har Shebegalil, on the mountain Yehuda, on Har HaMelech. So it's a tremendous cooler Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Shimon's giving, that much lands which are much further away can rely on this amount of beer given in Har HaMelech. By Caribs also, it's a national thing. It doesn't go by districts. Time learned Ochlin al Tzmarim. It's a national thing. You can eat dates throughout the country without doing beer. Until they are no longer prevalent in Jericho. On olives, when they're no longer prevalent in Meiron and in Gush Chalav, which are primary growing areas. Right, you got it. Ochlin al Mufkar, Halacha Gimel. Ochlin al Mufkar v'lov v'shomer. You can eat based on that which is as long as the animals have access to wild growing fruit, literally hefker, right? Avlo shomer, but let's say they have access to the fruit by virtue of some stuff being in people's backyards, which is called shomer. That doesn't help. That's already, you still have to do beer at that point. Rabbi Yossi Matir Avlo shomer, Rabbi Yossi says, even if the stuff is being safeguarded in people's yards, that's sufficient to avoid the requirement to do beer. Ochel atzvichin, you can continue eating, let's say, seeds, as long as there are hard seeds out in the field, even for birds to eat, that's sufficient. Since the birds are eating those seeds, so you don't have to eradicate the seeds you have in your house. Vala dufra, let's say a certain crop produces two, certain commodity produces two crops in the same year, so you can eat from the second crop, from the first crop, even though there's none of the first crop left, all there is from the second crop. Since it's the same crop, same fruit, it makes no difference to us as long as the animal has some out in the fields. Avalos titvonios, but you can't use grapes which never get ripe, even in the fall. Why? Because that looks like you're relying on stuff from the eighth year already, right? Which is obviously not helpful. So it's true that the grapes of the grapes are good in order to the unripe grapes are good. Well, they're not good. Hypothetically, the unripe grapes could prevent beer, could prevent the chiyuv of a beer from devolving, but in practice they don't. Why? Again, because it looks like that which is left is not the stuff which is left from the seventh year, but the stuff which is already growing from the eighth year, since they never got fully ripe. So therefore, it's a Marisayan issue. People are not going to realize that there's no Zman Bior. People are going to think that this is already next year's stuff, as the youth transgress, we're not Mivire, to not eradicate your stuff at the proper time. Rabbi the Matar, Rabbi the says it's permissible. Kozman should lo biku, shabiku, achlo yichla kait. Rabbi Sira says as long as these unripe grapes have already formed fruit before the summer's over, that's sufficient that one can then afterwards rely on them and still eat grapes throughout the summer, or throughout the fall for that matter, and not do beer. Now I want to emphasize something, maybe this is not clear. the time for beer of a fruit which grows during Shemitah might not come till the middle of the eighth year. Let's say last year was a Shemitah year, and you had fruit which grew in the middle of the summer, right? Grapes matured around Pesach time, let's say. This amount of beer of those grapes might not come till when? Till next Hanukkah. Why? Because it all goes by when the stuff in the field is no longer present for the animals. That might be much later in the calendar. Is that clear? That's why I have an issue here. What about these grapes which never ripened, but and as a result are left out in the field? Can I rely on them or not? And then Rabbi Yehuda says you can't rely on them, or not Rabbi Yitzchak, because when this mana beer rolls around, it looks like this is new crop, because it never fully ripened. So therefore we have this whole discussion as to whether you can use them or not use them. Am I making myself somewhat clear? Okay, let's see the word. Masis the Rabbi Shimon.
The Rabbi Chashash,
that I don't think that's only my science seems. Not a bona fide issue. Okay?
Excuse me.
Masis the Rabbi Shimon. Our mission is going like Rabbi Shimon. How so? First we have a drosha. First we have a drosha which goes like everybody. Ksiv it says, this is a drosha which teaches us the responsibility to do beer. Ksiv it says, Mina sode tochlus tvuasa. From the fields you should eat its grain. Kozman shatochim mina sode, as long as you can eat from the animal. At, it says at meaning you, but it's a misnomer. It doesn't mean you, unless you're an animal. Means that as long as the animal can eat from the field, at oichamina bias, you can consume the stuff which is in your house. Kalamina, so the animal no longer attacks us on the field. Kalamina bias, you have to take the Shemitah stuff out of your house. That everybody agrees. However, Maita, the Shimon, what's the logic of Shimon, who says that, what's the logic of Shimon, it says that it's specifically stuff which the animal is accessible from Hefker, but not stuff which the animal is accessible from the backyard of some individual. Has Rabbi Shimon say that? Atu garamta lo shalo lecho. Means that it's not, the language is a bit funny. What he means is that the animal is what must cause the permissibility to eat. And if the animal has accessible food in somebody's backyard, it's not the animal. And if the only access the animal has to the fruit is in somebody's backyard, then tacitly at least, it's the human being who's providing access to the food for the animal, not the animal having access itself. And there Shimon says is not acceptable. Even the animal can get in there. If it's not hefker, it's not considered to save the beer issue. Okay? You can eat still seeds. Based on the fact that they're tough seeds out, even though only birds can eat them. This is Rabbi Yossi. We learned Enochim al Tfichim Shabako. Tanakama says there's a two problems if you have Tfichim in Akko. First of all, they're only hard and suitable for birds. So I said in Akko, which is a Sophic Kutzlaritz. Rabbi Yossi Mer, Ochim al Tfichim Shabako. You can rely on the bird seed, which is an Akko, to not yet do beer on the rest of the seed which you have in your house. Rabbi Yossi Matir Kozma Mchui. I'm Rabbi Yasser said, Avina and Sarvin may want to say, Ma pligi Rabbonim, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbonim, Sifonios. Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbonim's Machlokas is limited to these grapes which never ripen even in the fall. Or Bedupin Lo. But they don't argue about a fruit which makes two crops a year. Ashka Chistani, that's what I found it says. Rabbi Yehuda Matir Bedupin. Rabbi Yehuda even argues by Duprin. It says by Duprin. It's true he can rely on the second crop to still eat from the first crop. But that's only it's only if the second crop had matured before the summer was over. Because then the second crop is in close proximity to the first crop, and therefore you can still eat from the first crop as long as the second crop is still out in the fields. But if the second crop is substantially later than the first crop than the fact that there's stuff in the second crop available to the animals out in the field does not allow the individual to continue to eat in his house without having done a beer. Okay? When there are two crops and the same tree is producing two crops a year, so that second crop does not allow you to continue to eat from the first crop without doing beer unless the second crop grew close on the heels of the first crop. That's what you were saying. Rabban Rai can say it doesn't make a difference. As long as there is a second crop that year, doesn't matter if it's significantly later, you can still use that land, the fruit rather, from the first crop without having to do beer as of yet. Okay? Your time will come when you must do beer, but you don't have to do beer yet. Okay. Says the Mishnah further. Hakovish losha kvashim mechavis achas. You pickle three vegetables in one barrel. Let's say tomatoes, cucumbers, and turnips. You pickle all three together. Now they impart flavor to each other. You have to do beer when the first one of those three vegetables comes due for beer. Shumer afach, when you only have to do beer when the last one comes due for beer. Each vegetable which is in the pickle, in the pickling juice, in the brine, as it comes due, you eradicate that relevant vegetable from the barrel. Okay? So going to the Gemara, where are we, by the way? The one blot so far? Shimon Omer, we're almost finished the Masechta though, this week. There is hope. Yesh tikva l'acharisech. Right. Rav Shimon Omer. Call Yerem. I mean, now we're like two and a half weeks behind the race. Rav Shimon Omer. Kol yerek echol lebiur. All vegetables are one vis-a-vis biur. What does that mean? It's an amazing concept. He's not mentioned in our Mishnah. That means you can still eat tomatoes as long as your cucumbers out in the fields. It doesn't matter. Says all vegetables are, you know, he don't like any vegetables. Broccoli, cucumbers, tomatoes, they're all the same. So as long as there's some vegetables out left out for the animal in the field, that's good enough. The Shemir Kol Yerkeh Labir. Ochemir Gila, that means you can eat regila, which is a chvei, some vegetable where the animals long ago already had no access. Achuch Sigarios, until the last other vegetable of any other kind is gone, you because space and tofu where the vegetables were around for a long, long time. Okay? That's all. Oh, that's all part of the Mishnah. That's still part of the Mishnah. I forgot. Gemara. Now let's talk to Gemara. My time to Rabbi Eliezer. What's the logic of Rabbi Eliezer? Who says to go after the first one in the pickling brine? Nice and time back. He says everything's nice and time here. So since the first one gives time in the last one, so you have to follow that one. My time, Rabbi Shua, what's the logic, Rabbi Shua? Because he says the exact opposite. The last one gives off its time of flavor of permissibility to the first one. Kasha Rabbi Yeshua, so we have as Kasha Rabbi Yeshua, Ben Arishon Ositam Ba'achon. Hey, that may be, but what about the Chumrah? That the first one has already come to its mana biur. And the Mordechai doesn't answer. So he brings down here that in the Torah's Kohanim there is an answer that this is based on Psukim. Based on Psukim we see that there's a possibility of saying that you don't go Chumra and go after the Sinas Tam to taste in part by the first one, but you go Chumrah. But it's not for today. In that case we're always going to be Machna. Right. Rangamil v'chui. V'tani alok yidvar Rangamil. We go like Rangamil said, time plays no role. You don't go by taste, you go by substance. Therefore, even though they're all pickled together, the turnips, the cucumbers, and the tomatoes, each one has its own separate time. Now here comes a very big kulo. We don't pass them like this. Omar Chizki says, we came with Shayisra Ba'otzar. Once you started, that which has to be done beer is a closed barrel. But let's say you opened the barrel already and started eating from it prior to beer, prior to Thai beer, kimavur. You don't have to do beer later on, because it's already in the process of being consumed. When the time beer comes, so now you don't have to do beer on. Maisa came from Rabbi Yasa. Chizkiya said, love that it's not a kavasay. Not that he'll like Chizkiya chasm sholem. Elamin madon a chamian. Rabbanin of the Uvda kavasay. So other rabbis doing like Chizkiya. So Chizkiya for some reason didn't want to pass night, but it was only Baskin like the mentioned idea mentioned by Chizkiya because he saw other rabbis passing in the same way. Rabbi Yitzchak Baradifa Avle Uvdani had such a case. Asa Shor Rabbi Yirmiyah went to ask Rabbi Yirmiyah. So Rabbi Yirmiyah was the humble person. Amrle said, Ma, what's going on here? I vosei kamach, you have lions in front of you. Vachal tzalai, you're asking the foxes. In other words, I'm not suitable to answer your question. So Rabbi Yitzchak Baradifa went to Asa Shor Rabbi Yirmiyah, went to ask Rabbi Yirmiyah. Amrle, so he said, Chameloch, he said, I can't rely on Chizkiya. But this is what you do, Mr. Zuger. This is what you do to the beer. You have to be mafkir the fruit. When the animals no longer have available out in the field, you have to be mafkir the fruit. Thing is, if you're mafkir the fruit, what might happen? Forget about the animals. Humans. Someone else will take it. Just say this is what you should do. Chamiloch klasa rechimin. Take three friends who you know are not going to take it away from you. Va'afkara kumeha. And be mafkir in front of them. That's going to have to be done in front of three people. It's a famous rhyme at the beginning of Pesachim. Why? Bitul Chametz doesn't have to be done to find three people. So he says, because Bitul Chametz, we know he's doing it for real, because he doesn't want to be stuck with the prohibition by Iran, by Emotze. But other types of Africa, we're not so sure. Okay? Now, this brings about the following interesting question. Kabutkoi de Tzipori, the people from Kaputka who lived in Tzipori. They're from Kaputka. They lived in Tzipori. The Tziporians didn't like them. They were foreigners. So Shaul and Rabbi Yami, they asked Rabbi Yami, begin to lazily lane Amma, since this nation, meaning the Kaputkoi lived in Tzipori, do not abandon Shirochim. They don't have anybody who likes them. For those Shaul, nobody even gives them Shalom Aleichem. How can they do Bior and not have other people come and chop the stuff which they're doing beer on, right? Amar alone, so he said to him, Katchamun raglot slila. When you see the marketplace empty of all people, Tevon mafkin le l'shuka, take out your commodities to the marketplace quickly, mevakrin loan, and be mafkir then, and then take it back to yourselves. So he said it gave an answer to do it quickly and when nobody else is looking. Okay? Now the thing is like this. What about the three people? They didn't even have three people they liked, right? Who liked them. So how could they ever make an Hefker properly? So the Gross says, he brings down here, that we need three people to make something Hefker if you do it in your own backyard. But if you put it out in a public thoroughfare, then even if there's nobody present, it's automatically Hefker. So therefore they put it out in a public thoroughfare in the dark of night. It's bonafide Hefker, but nobody else would take it. Seconds. Split seconds. Nanoseconds. Okay? Says my Rabbi Chagai, in order to prevent other people being zoicha in this stuff, which is being mevar, mafuglon sluchin sluchin, he'll put it out in small plates. It's not a big jug in small plates, so nobody would notice. You know, it's like kind of so repetitious. Rabbi Lezer mafuglon sluchin sluchin, he would also do it in the following fashion. Rabbi Chizkiya saw a guy, Rabbi Yirmiyah. Chizkiya once went to Rabbi Yirmiyah Omele, and he said, "Zach is buying out. So listen, I got an oitzer. I need to get rid of because it's mana beer. So I want you to be zoich in it because I know you'll give it back to me, right?" Omele, so Rabbi Yirmiyah said, "Okay, fine. Sorli ilim pritaya gaboch. Take this money which I'm giving you. Farei mekoyim muskoli and look the place where the fruit is." Let it be rented to me. So therefore, once you make an Efka, I immediately acquire it because of the Kenyan of Agav, Once it's on my land, I acquire the anything which is upon it. Makinak of Kiyah Chotzer. Chotzer Barmalay. Now, after they did step once, Rabbi Yirmiyah said to Rabbi Chagai, good. Locate Afkartan, where you're not mafkir properly. Now, Chazor v'zachi be'ad. Now take it back from me. You have permission to go and be zeicha back. I'll give you back the land which I rented out from you. And when you get back the land, you'll get back the stuff which is on top of it as well. Okay, meaning the stuff which is supposed to be mafkir. All right. Halochei. Can we turn the page? Oh, cool. Halochei. Amalaki nasovim lachim. By the way, I prepared to the end of the parrot, but it just goes on and on and on. One at a time. That's the disadvantage of going until 9 o'clock, starting at 9 o'clock. You only have till 10 or 5. Amlaki basavim lachim. Somebody who gathers moist grasses. This is not really a beer issue. Amlaki so not lachim. You're gathering moist grasses in the 8th year. Achiba shamotok. They are considered to have kedusha shvias. They're potentially shvias grasses until they're dry, until the ground is dry. Then I say mistoma, they grew during the 8th year and they're okay. Hamagabe v'yavish. Now here's a more interesting halacha. Perhaps I'm gathering dry twigs. They have kedusha shvias acheter v'yir shnia until the second rain falls. The second rain is on the 23rd of Mar Cheshvan this year, approximating November 20th. Okay, so at that time they lose their status of kedusha shvias. Why? Because they become repulsive. Why they become repulsive? Because they got all wet and ucky and muddy and dirty, right? So therefore, at that point, they lose their kedusha shvias. At that point, you're allowed to use them for any purpose you want. You don't have to use them with a heightened kedusha, which normally applies to shemitah fruit. Ali kanim v'ali kfanim. By leaves of reed trees and leaves of grapevines, achu shmiyavim, they're not considered to be... lose their kedusha shvias until they drop out of their tree, until they drop from their clusters. Ramagabe b'yavish, if you're gathering dry twigs of this sort, achetere b'yashnia, then they only consider to be repugnant once the second rain falls about them. B'yakiva omer b'kula, on general principle in all these cases, achetere b'yashnia, until the second rain falls about them. Amrabi, so let's go to the Gemara. Don't talk here about reeds. Only talk about the vines of grapes. The branches of reeds, they have no beer. Why? Because they're always available. There's never a lack of supply for animals in the field. The kantanikim lindas brisa. Ali kanim, the leaves of reed trees, vali zaitin, the leaves of olive trees, vali oak and the leaves of the oak trees, vali charuvin, leaves of the carob trees, ein lam beer, they don't require beer, nature, ein minan kola, because their type is always present and prevalent. The animals are never lacking that. Okay, now let's go a further field, going back to the Mishnah. Kaitzibo, similarly, sorry. Hamaski Bais Chavir, somebody who rents his house to his friend. He says, I'm renting you Adak Shamim until the rains. Plural. Achteri Vyashnil, until the second rain. Hamur Anomi Chavir Adak Shamim, I forswear any benefit from you until the rains. Achteri Vyashnil, until the second rain. Aremus Anim, Nichnasa Padesas, to when can Anim, poor people go into orchards, take leg of Chukh and Pea, Achteri Vyashnil, until the second rain. When it's the straw and the hay of Shvi is considered to lose its Kedusha because it's repulsive, you should tear a Vyashnir from the second rain. Back to Gemara. Hamudra Anomi Chaber Akshon Echulei to Rabbi Zera Boy Omer. Rabbi Zera wanted to say, that's only if you said until the rains. Ad HaGeshem, but until the rain. Ad Shir Geshem Echon, until one rain, which was earlier. Tamatina, we looked over there. Oh, a similar idea. Omer Ariel, I ate him. Somebody said who wants to volunteer wood to base on Mikdash. And he said, Eitzim, plural. No, Yivchaz Mishnei Gizim, he can bring no less than two branches. Rabbi Yossi Bar Bun Omar, Rabbi Abba Bar Memo Boy Omar, Rabbi Abba Bar Memo wanted to say, based on what we just said, Omer Ariel, I ate Per se, wanted to bring one tree, maybe because the other brings one lot. Or maybe Lezer said, Masniso Amra Kain, the Mishnah tells us this, she said, Korban Ifniyatsu is a Korban Ifniyatsu, that each piece of wood is its own Korban unto itself. The Tzinat Samos, we learned over there, Rishnaim, when the Beis Amit, the Beis English, when they used to bring up the wood, they bring up Rishnaim, beyond the Mishnei Gzirayetim, each, unique, two Kohanim, one each to bring up each log, so we see each log is distinct. Tani, we learned, Rabbi Yisrael Meir called Dover Shutola Birvia, anything which has to do with rain. In other words, if somebody takes a nether, let's say, not to put on tree, not to put on shoes until the rains. So since shoes have to do with protecting oneself from the mud, right? Because in the summer they used to wear sandals, Achater Via Shnia. That goes to the second rain. Shana Tola Birvia, if somebody said, until the literal second rain. So the second rain actually falls. Shana Tolibriya is something which has nothing to do with the rains per se, but he said until the rainy season, Ajagir's Manashriya, until Chav Gimel Mar Cheshvan, regardless of whether the first or second rain is falling then. Okay. We'll stop here for this evening. Anywhere near Tuba?